All right, this is kind of a, not really an ask, Steve. It's more of a comment from one of our listeners. It's an email, Steve, from Steve Harvey FM. This is from Carl in Charlotte, North Carolina. He says, hey, Steve, man, I really appreciate the morning inspiration. Dude, I am not putting you on a pedestal, but you should have been a preacher. Whenever you speak, it's things that pertain to stuff that happened to you, and that is what makes you so transparent. I am a 51-year-old African-American, and I did 2 bids in prison, which totaled over 15 years. I've been out for 9 years. A lot of what you say really keeps me grounded. I've always wanted to meet you because you are so real. Thanks for keeping a brother encouraged. I learned years ago, if you just reach one, you've done your part. Big ups to you and the crew, and God bless. That's from Carl from from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Man, appreciate your call.
Yeah, that was
big
nice.
Big dog, thank you, man. Hang in there, too. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, he's been out for 9 years.
Yeah.
You could preach in prison, then, probably.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't be a preacher, though. I'm just going to go and put that out there.
And that's not the first time you've heard that, either.
Oh, no. Would you, you know, just let me do what I'm doing. That way I won't be under no pressure.
You wouldn't do well, because the minute somebody go to the bathroom, you gonna cuss.
Uh-huh.
While you talking?
And don't you have to have a call? You have to have that call.
Yeah, you have to be called.
Yeah, I have a call.
And then your baptisms ain't gonna be real friendly. I see you holding people down alone.
you might drown somebody.
I'm not going down in there with my suit on, so work it out. We're gonna change the rules at our church. We just gonna do spray bottles.
It's not gonna be good. The welcome ain't gonna be friendly.
We just gonna have like old Windex bottles, and you know.
What if some of the parishioners want to, you know, take pictures with you and stuff, Pastor?
Oh, they ain't going to have. We got no time. We ain't in here for that. Hey, we in here trying to go to heaven. You don't go take no pictures. Come on, next question.
I just see him smacking out if enough people don't join the church.
Hey, no, Jay, forget that. If the offering's short.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
What about the call to join the church? What about when
that's what I'm talking about.
The invitation.
Right,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't care nothing about members. Just put your money on this thing. What's the next question, Shirley?
No, that's it.
And then you know what else, Shirley?
What?
Long shouters will get on his nerves.
Oh, yes, yes.
Long shouters.
And the senior choir. The senior choir would never get a chance to sing. Ever. Ever.
They had their chance.
He would call members out.
Exactly.
No, y'all old. Come on now, let's give some young people a chance.
You know, Steve.
Get in your chair home to yourself. You would turn into Showtime with the Apollo.
You start
encouraging your congregation to start.
Carla, what's your question?
Taboo.
You know, if you were going to do this, I think you need to work on patience, because, you know, your tolerance level is
I
at
told
zero.
Y'all. Listen to me. Listen to me.
We're listening.
Listen to me.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't be no pastor. Y'all stop. This is going in this right here. First of all, I haven't been called. Mm-hmm. Then if I go in there, I don't really know all the rules of pastoring.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably going to break them all first Sunday.
Yeah, but you can learn. Mm. You can definitely learn.
I learn, but by the time I get them figured out, I ain't going to have no congregation.
Yeah.
First one is no cigars in the pulpit.
Okay.
What? And you have to wear robes, Steve.
He said what?
Pastors wear robes. They don't
cover up my suit.
They don't, right.
And the most important thing, you can't cuss. That's number one.
That's the number one reason why I don't want to be a pastor. Look, I'm already going to heaven. Going to have to explain some stuff. What I can't do is go up there with dog marks, cussing in the pulpit. Cussing out parishioners, walking around, staring at women. I don't need that.
I think you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
So no church for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Nah. Carl, we got to.
I was clear about it.
Yeah.
Patience with other people.
You know, I appreciate it. One thing he said that I do is I use myself as an example so other people can see in me that you can get it wrong and be okay.
Absolutely.
That you can fall and get up, you know, and that, you know, when they write you off, they not the architect of your destiny.
Yeah. You know what? One of the greatest examples of that, Steve, recently is when you were at the Miss Universe pageant. remember when you made the mistake, Miss Columbia and all that? I mean, that was like the biggest news, biggest trending news. Well, I'm saying most recently.
What else?
No. That was most recently. I mean, nothing else has come up that I'm
girl,
just
girl
that we know about.
Girl. No, that you want to discuss.
Yeah, or that we want to discuss.
Stay on the damn internet.
But I'm just saying, you recovered so beautifully from that. That was my point in all of that.
That's
you came back from that. Yeah,
you just can't let it. It can't bear. You can't worry about what they say gonna happen to you. Because they don't write your stories.
Right.
So I don't let nobody tell me what my story is when they not the architect of it.
Exactly.
They ain't my God. They don't even know what God doing. And that's a cold thing about everybody in everybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, relax. No one knows anything about your life like God does.
Oh,
so what people say, like, well, I was reading the scripture says, what people do for evil, God does
for
good. That's a true statement, man. I can't tell you because your haters is going to do stuff for you that's intended to bury you. But I got news for you. Buried and planted appears to be the same thing, but it ain't. Buried.
That's pastoring, though. That's
buried,
Steve.
You say
you
farewell
Jay?
To something. Yeah.
Did you hear Jay?
I heard him.
That was pastoring you just did.
Well, you know, but that's not a being a pastor. You know,
well, you're doing better than ours.
You know,
you're preaching, actually.
You know, I tell you to hang in there, but they ain't a doctor.
All right, listen, coming up next, the nephew in the building with Run That Prank Back right after this.